The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Kaf Chet Sif Lamed Zayin says that a person who's a mumar la'avodah zara, that means a person who's apostatized to idolatrous practices, is not allowed to duchen. This is based on a Mishnah at the end of Masechet Menachot on Daf Kuf Tet Amud Aleph, based on the pasuk in Menachem, which says, "Ach lo ya'alu kohanei ha'bamot el mizbach Adonai b'Yerushalayim," that the kohanim of the bamot, of the idolatrous high places, aren't allowed to go and serve on the mizbech of Hashem in Yerushalayim. And Nesiat Kapayim is also a form of Avodah, and therefore, just as they're not allowed to serve on the Mizbech, they're also not allowed to bless the people. The Mishnah Brura says that in actual fact this doesn't only apply to people who apostatize to classical Avodah Zarah, but would also include a person who converts to any other religion, even if it's not a religion of Avodah Zarah. He says even if they convert to Islam, which is not halachically regarded as Avodah Zarah, it's obviously not for Jewish people, but it's not regarded as Avodah Zarah, nevertheless, they are invalidated from duchening. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaf and Kuf Lamed Dalad and a number of other Achronim also say that this also includes a person who's Mechalel Shabbat Befarhesia, a person who publicly desecrates Shabbat. They've got the status of a Mumar as far as this is concerned, and they're also not allowed to duchen. However, there is a certain amount of discussion about this in the Poskim. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Igrot Moshe, Chelech Aleph Simon Lamed Gimel, where he makes a distinction between a person who is Mechalel Shabbat because they really don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu as creator of the world, and they really want to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a person on the other hand who essentially would like to keep Shabbat and essentially believes in keeping Shabbat, but pressures of business, etc., etc., mean that they don't keep Shabbat. So he says in the former case, they're clearly not allowed to duchen, but in the latter case, min hadin, they are allowed to duchen. However, he says that the Migdal Milta, in order to prevent breaches of Chilul Shabbat, it would be better not to allow such people to duchen, especially if that's the policy of the shul. Don't change it to allow them to duchen. But on the other hand, if the policy is that they do duchen, then leave it be. Rav Eliashiv is also cited as saying that seeing as many poskim hold that nowadays most of our mechalalei Shabbat are regarded as tinok shenishba, meaning a person who doesn't really understand the significance and the importance and the stringency of Shabbat, and we assume that if they did, they wouldn't be mechalal Shabbat. So even though perhaps l'chatchila we don't hold like that, and l'chatchila we're not going to encourage such kohanim to duchen, nevertheless, you don't need to stop them. And if they want to duchen, let them go up and duchen. The Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Zayin Simon Vav raises another consideration as far as this is concerned, and points out that if you stop kohanim from duchening, especially non-frum kohanim, so then they're very quickly going to forget that they're kohanim. Certainly their children, who've never seen their father's duchen, will not realise that they're kohanim, and there's a likelihood, or at least a possibility, that they'll come to marry women that they're not allowed to marry, and therefore, again, not necessarily to encourage them to duchen, but if they if their practice is to duchen, not to stop them from doing so, because this at least serves as a reminder that they are kohanim. I once discussed this topic also with Moriv Rabbi Harav Lichtenstein, Zichrono Livracha, and he cited Rav Moshe Soloveitchik to me, who said that just because they don't keep one mitzvah doesn't mean to say they shouldn't keep another mitzvah. And his feeling was that a kohen who's mechalel Shabbat has still got a chiyuv to duchen. Ad kan.